Welcome to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. Here on this radio show, you will find encouragement in the midst of the challenge of autism. We will share stories of how God works in the midst of those affected by autism, as well as how He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. And here is your host, Dana Susan Beasley.
I am your host, Dana Susan Beasley, and welcome to Autism God's Bright Kids. It's Monday, October 3rd, and I recorded this show from my home in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where the weather is very beautiful. I love this time of year. In fact, on last Thursday, we went to Cripple Creek in Victor, which is in the mountains, just west of us, and we had a great time driving around looking at the fall leaves, and we went on a narrow gauge railroad through or just outside of Cripple Creek and learned all about the mining there, and it was a fantastic field trip. I took lots of pictures. Sam took some pictures, and then Sam drove from Cripple Creek, actually all around Cripple Creek. He had a great time driving around the town. And then he drove to Victor, and then he drove all the way down Phantom Canyon, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. I guess it's been years since I've been there, and I forgot about all the dramatic cliffs, but it was so gorgeous. So we had quite a time. It was really fun, and yeah, that was our fall. Our fall excursion. We hadn't done that in a number of years. It was great to explore. And talking about exploring, today I kind of want to talk to you about that, and specifically how to explore to find your callings. This is a topic that is very important to me. It's had profound effects on my life, that in pursuing my callings and the whole idea of callings. And something happened this morning that I thought, well, I'm going to talk about this because it is so important, and it's something that I've been working on, and I've also been working on developing a course about this, and I'm going to have a masterclass on it. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to talk about this. So I hope that you find this valuable. And I think that this is valuable for those who are on the spectrum, for those who are parents of children on the spectrum, because it's hard for those on the spectrum sometimes to find jobs. In fact, I got an email from Asperger experts, from Danny Rady, that said that 90% of people with Asperger's do not have a job. And he talked about how what people on the spectrum need is guidance. And so I hope that you can find a little guidance here, whether you are a parent or you are someone who is on the spectrum yourself. And just to give you a little background about what happened this morning, my husband Travis, who is more than likely on the spectrum, I think he has Asperger's, he came home from taking his timesheet in to his client, his boss, however you want to phrase it. And he came home from that, and he was kind of discouraged, and he feels burnt out, and he talked about a job that he had saw available on LinkedIn. And I said, well, why are you thinking about going back to a job? Because for a couple of years now, he's been working on his own as an architect and mechanical engineering, plumbing designer. And so, but it is a constant chasing dollars for hours, and he always feels very compelled by his clients, because in reality, his clients are his bosses. And so he was sharing about how discouraged he was about it and burnt out, and that he keeps thinking about an aspect of architecture that won't leave his brain. And part of that, sure, is this obsession that people with Asperger's have. Travis's obsession is buildings. But it is also a strength. And I told him, okay, if you're thinking about this certain aspect, which he's thinking about how to or designing house plans that include suites in it, like a mother-in-law suite, is something that really means a lot to him. And there's a reason behind that, because a couple years ago, we had our nephew living with us, who's schizophrenic. And by the way, I have incredible news about him, but I'd rather share that maybe next week, or maybe even get him onto the show again. But anyway, our nephew lived with us for 10 months, and he saved our lives, but we definitely saved his life. And we wouldn't have missed that for the world, but it was hard because we have a house that doesn't have, well, all the bedrooms are very close together, and there's not much privacy, so Jacob ended up sleeping on the couch most of the time, and his stuff was all over, and it was bothersome to me especially. And so, but yeah, the time with him was extremely valuable, and both to us, to both Travis and myself and Sam and to Jacob, so we wouldn't have traded it for the world, but we wish that we had a suite that would have made it easier. And then we think of these people that we know that need a step up, that need just a boost, and you know, they're stuck in hotels. And so we wish that we had something like that. And Travis, his heart is to help people. And he thinks of helping people through his architecture. So he was talking to me about this morning. And honestly, I was getting a bit frustrated because I had things to do. And I'm trying to be more diligent. And so, but I told him that if that's what he's thinking about, and he can't stop thinking about it, then maybe God is calling to him to it, and he should stop worrying about whether or not people will want it, but that he should just do it. And so we had this conversation, and it reminded me how important callings are and how gifted people with Asperger's are. I mean, Travis has such a, like I said, an obsession for buildings, and yet it's not detrimental. It has actually helped us, and he has been the main provider for years. So I thought, well, I'm going to talk about this today because it's an important subject, and it's something that I have been dealing with. In fact, in the 90s, a long time ago, I won't tell you how old I am, but in the 1990s, I was floundering because I didn't know my callings, and I made a lot of huge mistakes, and I lacked self-confidence, and I was kind of going along, and I was in an unhappy, or I was in a job that I didn't care for, but I didn't have any direction or vision for my life. But through some series of events, I was able to discover my callings, and I was able to actually write them down. And when I did, at first I just started with five areas of my life that I felt called to. And one was being a wife and mother, even though I had not met my husband at that time. But after I wrote those five areas down of my callings, things started happening. It wasn't a week or two later that a mutual friend or a friend of mine asked me if I'd consider going to an event with this friend of hers from Texas. Well, that ended up to be my husband. We met on a blind date. And so having those callings really has helped me make decisions. It's helped me gain confidence. It's helped me say no to things and say yes to things. And I keep refining those. In fact, about 6 months after I wrote those callings, I had an opportunity to attend a career assessment workshop with workshop series with the company that I worked for. And so we did this huge career assessment with lots of analysis and writing and journaling. And because of that, I was able to create a picture, a literal picture of my callings. It's a graph that I made. And that has helped me so much. And I've recognized since then that so many people were like me back in the 90s. They don't have an idea of what their callings are. Now, I had lots of aspirations, but I had no idea how to make them come true. So that's what I want to help you today with, whether you are a person on the spectrum yourself or you are a parent of a person on the spectrum. So that's a little bit about how I discovered my callings and an example of someone who has Asperger's that is working on their callings. And let me just say that it is so worth it. Why is this important? Why not just, get your education and go to college and then get a job? Why not? Well, like I said at the beginning, there's a great deal of those with Asperger's that do not end up having a job. And having a goal in mind is going to motivate and inspire and give direction. That is what the goal of, or the reason that callings are so important, because we're so much more than a job. I call this show Autism God's Bright Kids, and I believe that with all my heart, that every single person, whether on the spectrum or not, has a unique gifting by God, and it's up to us individually to explore them and to find them. He doesn't just hand them on a silver platter, because the action, the journey of going through exploring those and trying them out is a benefit in and of itself. It's about the process, not the destination. So, how do you discover your callings, or how do you help your children discover their callings? Well, it takes exploration and analysis. So, it takes discovering new things, testing things out. It takes, very importantly, letting go of perfectionism to realize that it's about progress, not perfection. And I was telling my husband that this morning. He keeps talking about doing these building designs with suites in them, and he goes and explores all these different aspects, like the parade of homes. And he looks and looks and looks at these websites. And I said, "Well, just put something." Sorry, excuse me. I said, "Just put something on paper. Just take 15 minutes and draw something. Just draw a little sketch. It doesn't have to be perfect." And in his mind, it's got to be perfect right from the start. And so I'm trying to encourage him on this, and to control this fear that if he does this, nobody's going to want it. And I tell him this because I have experienced it myself. Because for months now, I've been procrastinating creating this online course, which is all about entrepreneurship. And even more than that, this course is about entrepreneurship that is heart-centered or meaningful. I call it kingdom entrepreneurship. But I've been dragging my feet, and I've been avoiding or doing avoidance behaviors, like lots of Facebook time. And I'm months behind where I should be. I have been noticing that this topic is very popular. It's very much timely. It's needed. There's a hole there. And I also realize that I'm procrastinating because I think somehow I'm not worthy. I'm just a housewife. I'm just a fat housewife, as a matter of fact. That's the kind of thinking that I am going through. But I realize that this is false, and I need to just do it, as the Nike commercial says. So the other day, I started writing the subtitle Well, I wrote a couple options for my subtitle of this course, and I posted it in one of my Facebook groups. And I got tremendous feedback and people saying, oh, I want to take the course right now. And this encouraged me. And so I realized that I have just got to stop with this idea that it has to be perfect. I just need to work on it. So I started. That's the hardest part often, is just starting. So what I'm going to do now, and I'm sorry that I'm kind of rambling, is I'm going to go to a commercial break. And when I come back, I'm going to continue talking about Collins. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Susan Beasley, and you're listening to Autism, God's Bright Kids. And before I get back into the subject of callings, I just wanted to thank my sponsors. I want to thank especially Positively Autistic for giving me this opportunity. And I want to thank Kelly Thomason with Plexus. She has been a wonderful source of support and encouragement. And so please check out her website. And you can find my sponsors listed on my website, riseaboveautistic.com. So you can find her graphic there and just click on it and it will take you to her website. And then I want to thank Clarinda Olensager with Young Living Essential Oils for Autism, and you can find her information at anointingthefamily.com, or like I said, go to my website, riseaboveautistic.com, and you can find her information. And then I'd like to thank Annie Eskelson. She has been an incredible source of encouragement, and she wrote a series called the Ashy's Gift Series. Now, Christmas is coming up, and this would make an incredible present, so please check that out at ashysgift.com. And do go to my website, riseaboveautistic.com. And, you know, this is my calling. I am a storyteller. I love to tell stories through artwork, through literature. And I specifically love to see new artists, emerging artists, develop their talents. And I love to show how God used ordinary people in challenging times. And so this is one of my callings, and it's called Angels in the Midst. It's a series, actually, or it will be a series of books. And this series is all focused on autism and Asperger's. So my vision is that I will have stories and artwork about and from those with autism and Asperger's that will encourage others. Because we all know especially as mothers to those with Asperger's or autism. We all know how lonely it can be, and I want this to be a source of encouragement. So please check it out. And I'm also looking for somebody to help me as an intern and possibly a job, so a commission job. So if that interests you, please contact me, and my contact information is on the slideshow here on this page. But you can please check this out and spread the word. I'm also looking for organizations that I can donate a portion of the proceeds to, because I want to give back, and I want to give back to the autism community to get help directly to parents, and none of the proceeds will go to any organization that is involved in just research. I want funds to get directly into the hands of those who need it, who are challenged with this. So please, again, check out riseaboveautistic.com. So back to my callings talk, I'll call it. So I was saying that it takes exploration and analysis. So how do you do that? Well, with your child or with yourself, whichever the case is, and it might be both. You might be the parent saying, well, hey, I need to explore my own callings, and that's great. But as far as your child goes, what is their obsession? What is it? Discover. I mean, you probably more than likely know, because it will manifest itself pretty early on, and find out what that is and capitalize on it. Nurture it. Give them opportunities to explore it, and give them also new opportunities that they might not have thought of. I know for a long time for us, we did a lot of art classes, and I want to do that again. Just this fall has been pretty wild with getting Sam and me acclimated to high school, and I am by no means there yet. But that's why I also started a co-op group called Explorers, it ended up being called. And it fits, because I'm giving these kids opportunities to explore their callings. And sometimes it's just fun stuff, like last week we played games, and this week we're going to do a duct tape extravaganza. I'm having all the kids bring their favorite kind of duct tape and scissors, and they can build whatever they want to build. Or I saw this really great idea on Facebook about building a cardboard city. Now, I know that one of Sam's favorite games is, I don't know what it's called. It's called U-Turned or something. But on this particular gaming platform, he's building his own city. So I thought, now here's a chance for him to build. So help them explore their callings. And if they're older, like teenage years, it would be really good and beneficial for them to shadow someone that is in the career field they are interested in. And like for Sam, he has expressed the desire to be a police officer. Now, as a mother, with all the news going on lately, that's pretty scary to me. But if that's what God's calling him to do, if that's what his desire is, then I am going to help him. And so it happened. Well, I don't believe in coincidences, but it just so happened that I met a police officer, and he runs an organization called Shield 616, and he helps police officers get armor so that they will be protected in these shooter situations, because police officers are often the ones that have to just go in there with no concern to their safety. So anyway, through meeting him, I also met another police officer who received one of these armor kits, and I told her about Sam, and she told me that she would be glad to show us around the police station where she works. So I need to do that. That's something that I really need to do, because it's going to give Sam a vision of what he wants to be. And then that is going to motivate him, because Right now, he's not very motivated. He's out of shape. He has sleeping problems. But I try to help him as much as I can, and there's more than I need to do. There's always more than I need to do. But at some point, he has got to make the decision himself. And I know that giving him that opportunity is going to give him that motivation. It's going to give him an internal motivation, not an external reward, because external rewards only go so far. So that's some ideas. You know, if they're into music, like Sam likes to play guitar. So the other day I was in a thrift store, and I happened to see a little guitar, and I bought it for him. It was like $10, and we need to do a little bit of work to make it playable. But you know, I want to give him those opportunities to explore his talent in music, because that definitely is something that he has. Excuse me, I'm hiccuping. So, and then along with this Explorers Co-op that I've created, my vision is that it will be a high school co-op, and it will be focused on entrepreneurialism, and I will bring in different guest speakers from time to time. Like, I have a friend who is a videographer, and I want him to come in and speak to the kids and tell them all about videography and how to make that their career, like he has. So it's a willingness to try new things. Now, of course, with kids on the spectrum, you need to get their buy-in. You need to not just force things on them, but get them to tell you what it is their goals are. And it's always beneficial to keep the end in mind, to think, well, what is it that you want to accomplish in your life? What do you want out of your life? And writing these things down is very helpful. In fact, I've been kind of remiss in this because, like I said, getting transitioned to high school has been really difficult. And then there seems to be something happening, one thing after another. But anyway, I need to help Sam write his goals down for the year. And I did this last year, but we haven't done this yet. And then one of the assignments I'm going to give him is to journal about it. And so we're going to, you know, have things on there about what kind of art classes he wants to take. What kind of fitness classes does he want to take? And because he needs, my goal is, I've set this goal for him, and I hope we'll see if it goes along with it. But I think it would be really good for him and me to be able to, well, for him to run in a 5K. I will never run in a 5K, but my goal is to be able to walk in a 5K, and then we could do that together. Something that we could do together. So it's those kinds of explorations. And not being afraid to discover new things. And then along with this, having a mindset of letting go of perfection. Perfectionism stops people from exploring their callings and growing. It's very poisonous. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. Progress, not perfection. That's a term often used in internet marketing. I see it all the time. And it's apt, because we could spend all our time worrying about whether or not this is going to be the perfect thing, and we'll never get it done. I find myself doing that when I'm writing, because I'm a blogger I have my own blogs, but I also am a blogger on a website, and I end up procrastinating my writing because it's so hard to get started. And that's because I have this mindset. I still fight this mindset of, oh, it has to be perfect, rather than just writing whatever to get started and then refining it after I have started. So progress, not perfection, is extremely, extremely important. And then another thing is, if you're the parent, be a model. Like I said, what are your callings? Have you discovered that? Find out what those are. Do some fun things, whether it's taking a baking class, learning how to decorate a cake, or taking a photography class, joining a meetup group. There's so many meetup groups for all sorts of hobbies. Learn how to watercolor. Learn how to write. There's so many different hobbies and interests that you can explore. So do that yourself and figure out what your callings are and work avidly to develop them. And that's going to be a model for your child. So nurture your talents and nurture the talents of your child that is on the spectrum. And then that's the exploration side. And then there's the analysis part. And that takes a lot of thought and a lot of writing and a lot of talking. But it's something that you can talk with your child about. And so there's some key questions to ask. For instance, what are your passions? Now, obviously, with Travis, my husband, his passion is buildings. And with Sam, his passion, hard to encapsulate it in one word, but basically it's police work. So, you know, that is his passion, and it's up to me as a parent to nurture that. And I will tell you that when I first met Travis and I saw what he could do with his drawings, I knew that he had talent and I wanted to help him nurture that talent. And he has come a long, long ways. It is easy for him to pigeonhole himself into an architectural engineer, and he does a fantastic job at that. And that's how, you know, he's the main breadwinner at this time. But he pigeonholes himself too much in that because he thinks he's not worthy of being creative, or he's afraid of losing hours and therefore losing revenue. So, and that's the other thing I want to say in all this. How can I put this? You know, chasing money never works. It's kind of like the rainbow effect, you know, chasing a pot of gold. It's elusive. If that is the motivation, then you or your child will not get very far. The question is, whom do you want to serve? How do you want to make someone's life better with the callings that you have? That is what is truly inspiring. And if you or your child become good at that and they become an expert and are able to walk in that, live in that day by day, do that in a job or as a business, then the money will come to them. It will, I hate to use kind of a new agey word, but it will manifest. It's all about planting the seeds and trusting that God is going to take care of you. And we've lived this for the last few years. It's not been easy. It's a journey of faith. But I have found that whenever I try to chase the money, it doesn't go as well as when I try to, when my focus is on serving people. So I want to say that also in the midst of this rambling talk. Anyway, so you've got to analyze your dreams, your talents, list them down, your gifts. You know, there's talents and gifts that are natural. There's life experiences. Now, for someone in their teens, you know, these life experiences are not going to be as much, but it's surprising the clues that childhood gives you. Like in my childhood, I spent a lot of time imagining Narnia in my backyard, in the open space behind our backyard, and I was always inventing stories about Narnia. And so I do feel convinced that one of my callings is creative writing. In fact, I have a degree in creative writing. So it's those things, you know, as I was always drawn to doing kind of the graphic arts. I was creating magazines. I was writing. I was, you know, I was doing things like that. I was in journalism, you know, so those experiences as a child are actually incredibly important. So analyzing those and then going through your values. You know, like for Travis, he really values high quality work, and he values things that are lasting, not something that's trendy or something that's not going to hold up over time. And he values safety. Like, one of his obsessions became what happened in Joplin years ago with the tornadoes, and he pored over those news reports and looked at it and looked at it, and that's how he became very interested in something called insulate concrete forms, and it's something that he's very good at, is designing buildings in insulated concrete forms, which is very unusual, really, for an architect to do, but it's something that makes him different. And then also in that is your personality. You know, are you, for instance, are you an outgoing person or are you more of an introvert? Now, Travis is kind of an interesting mix because he is an extrovert and yet he's got this Asperger's thing. And I'm kind of the opposite. I'm actually an introvert. And yet, you know, I don't have Asperger's, but I do like to be out there with people at times. It's just that being around a lot of people for a long time is draining to me. That's really the difference. So, but you've got to factor in the personality that is involved. Do you or your child like to work directly with people? Are they a people person, as it were? Or do they like to be more in the background? So you've got to figure out how personality plays into that. And there's a great, great tool called the Myers-Briggs test, and you can find that online. You can take those tests online for free, and they're really a great insight into personality, and that will help you figure out your callings. So if you do all these things, and if you help them work on their goals, keeping the end in mind, then you'll get a picture of your callings. And again, it's thinking through those things that you can't, or think about those things that keep you up at night, that you can't stop thinking about, that makes your eyes light up. You know, years ago, I had written one of my first courses. It was called Brand Identity Quest, and I was talking about it with my parents' neighbor, and she said, you know, when you talk about it, your eyes light up. And it's that kind of thing. What gives you or your child vibrancy? What excites them? And then how can you turn that obsession they have into a career? How can you turn that into a calling and then into a career or a business opportunity? Or how can it become a trade? Because that's the other avenue that's often left out in today's society. We are missing a lot of trades. Maybe they like carpentry work. Maybe they like to be a mechanic. There is nothing wrong with going for those kinds of trades. If that is their obsession, then that would be something to encourage. And then find out that calling from your particular obsession and explore, analyze, get the education that you need, volunteer, all those kinds of things, and then eventually turn that into a career or business opportunity. And then along this whole process, in my mind, in my experience, it's very important to spend time praying, to soak up His presence, to read the Word. Two books that have been valuable to me, as far as the Bible are, is 2 Corinthians and the Psalms. I could not live without the Psalms. In fact, I read the Psalms twice a day, every single day, because they have given me so much direction and comfort. So, relentlessly pursue your callings. Help your children to relentlessly pursue their callings. Like I said, God made each person unique, whether or not they are on the spectrum. And that includes you, that includes your son or daughter. And then another thing I want to talk about is fear. This is one of the major things that can hold you back or hold your children back, is a sense of fear of failure or a fear of rejection. Now, my husband has always struggled with fear of failure, and I've struggled with fear of rejection. And they have both held us back. And it's not good. It delays everything so much. And I wish that I could wave a magic wand and just take especially back the last couple of months, because I know that I would be in a much better place. But God is a God of grace, and so it doesn't matter. I just forge ahead. And it takes going in small steps sometimes, because if we think of the whole banana, the whole thing, we'll get overwhelmed, your kids will get overwhelmed, and they won't want to do anything, and they'll get back into what Danny Rady of Asperger Experts calls defense mode. So it's just about baby steps. I remember a few years ago, I wanted to write a short story, kind of a memoir about my life, about my childhood. And I did it in 2 weeks, writing for 15 minutes every single day. And it was just small steps. And that's what it takes. So just take baby steps. And then another really, really important tool is journaling, journaling, journaling. And I know that, well, like with my child, that's really hard for him to do, but finding a way to teach that and to do that yourself is extremely valuable. Or just being a scribe for your child and using something like a mind map. There's so many tools online to do that. Google Drive, I think, has a mind map tool that's free. There's many tools that will help you do mind maps, or just simply with a piece of paper. You know, what is it that you want out of your life? And then also writing mission statements is an extremely valuable tool. I worked in the 90s, I worked for a Christian organization, and we were always doing mission statements and mission charts and all this stuff. And that's why I ended up creating a graphic of my mission state of my callings, because I thought, well, I do these all the time for this organization. Why not do one for myself? So if organizations and businesses find them so meaningful, then help your child create a mission statement. Create one for yourself. Create one for your family. And that's a very valuable thing to do. And another really fun thing you could do is to create a vision board. You could get one of those You get them at Hobby Lobby. You know, they fold over, three-fold cardboard display board. And go through magazines or print out pictures from the internet of what your child wants their life to be like, and put it on the board. Make a collage. There's something very, very powerful about that, the process of doing that, and also seeing that board on a day-to-day basis is extremely powerful. And then there's so many resources out there, and two of my favorite ones that got me going was, one, What Color Is Your Parachute? And two, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey. And What Color Is Your Parachute? I got that after I graduated from college and I was looking for a job. And in that book, there's an exercise of taking your life experiences and writing stories about it and coming up with action words. And that helped me in my resume writing. But not only did it help me in my resume writing, but it helped me figure out my callings, because I had done that thoroughly and I had a pretty good understanding of what my skills were. And so that is an extremely valuable book. And the other book I mentioned, like I said, is 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And one of those habits is keeping the end in mind. And this book is really pretty much one of the foundations of my life and the reason why I've come as far as I have, although I don't know that any person is really happy with where they are at the moment, but it's been very valuable to me, and there are habits that could greatly influence your children even those children who are on the spectrum, because keeping the end in mind, like I said before, knowing what your callings are, knowing your vision for your life, is going to motivate you, it's going to motivate them to do what needs to be done to get to their goal. So, I hope that's made sense. It's kind of been a wild time of rambling, but this morning's events and kind of the craziness of it all, because I had so many weird things happen, like trying to send emails, and I kept getting permanent errors and all this stuff. So, it's been kind of one of those days. But I wanted to share with you about these callings, because it is extremely foundational, and I do believe that every single child, every single person has been given a gift, and that gift is to be the betterment of people around them. We're given a blessing to be a blessing, and I want to help as many families as I can discover their callings and turn that into something viable that will give them not only what they need to sustain their life, but to give them a sense of purpose and to be able to help others. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Back. This is Dana Susan Beasley of Autism, God's Bright Kids, and thank you for listening to this rather rambling talk on callings. I just really wanted to share my heart after today's events, and I hope that inspires you. And I just want to say that Christmas is right around the corner, and I know that we all know this, as my husband always says, Merry Christmas, because you might as well say it since apparently Walmart already has their Christmas decorations up. But anyway, I do have some motivational, inspirational autism awareness products. And speaking of callings, my son, he created this really delightful painting for me. He slipped it under my door one night when he couldn't sleep. And it was so precious to me and so bright and cheery that it gave me the inspiration to create this autism awareness line. And I think that it's even more of a autism acceptance line than anything. So it's called Autism God's Bright Kids, and that's how I came up with this radio name. But on my store, I have bumper stickers and t-shirts and hats and all sorts of products that would make great Christmas presents. So check that out. at angelartsboutique.com. And again, please check out my website, riseaboveautistic.com, and see how you can get involved in this. If your child has a calling of artwork, has a calling of writing, even videography and audio work, I would love to have them be a part of it. I would love to be able to share a blessing with others who are on the spectrum or who are parents of people on the spectrum, so to encourage them, because I do believe that I am blessed to be a blessing, and it has been a blessing to me to be a mother of an autistic child and a wife of someone with Asperger's. It's not easy, but it is worth it. So please check that out, and I hope that next week or the week after I can get my nephew on to talk to you, because I think that he has some very inspiring things to share and some great news. I'm so proud of him. And my nephew is the one who does the voiceovers for this show, and he played some of the music for it, the intros. So I hope to have him on. I also want to talk about some ideas for overcoming math challenges, because that's something that we deal with. And then I want to get an expert on about sensory integration. So we met with a lady here in town who might be able to help Sam with that. And so, in fact, I need to this week order a device that I think will help regulate Sam's sleep, because I think that's probably the biggest problem that we have that's holding him back. So anyway, that is what I'm going to do in the next several weeks. And so that's all. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And be sure to tune in next Monday at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Together we will reach new heights in our lives and beyond, because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even in the midst of autism. Blessings to you. This is Dana Susan Beasley signing off.